When I was 12 years old, my dad told me that the name of my guardian angel was Luke. Each of my siblings, likewise, was given the name of a guardian angel. Nothing more was said about it. There was no discussion of the function of the angel, and we didn't discuss it amongst ourselves. The information slipped into the background, and we got on with our lives. To such an extent that this is the first time that I have named in public my guardian angel Luke. And perhaps that is because there is something intimate about the whole matter. I imagine that this notion of a guardian angel is linked to the ancient Roman idea of genius. Genius, not in the sense of Oscar Wilde saying to the customs officer that I have nothing to declare but my genius. No, not in that sense. For the Romans, one's genius referred to a spirit who watched over you, just as there were gods of the home, which were again spirits specific to that place. I imagine that this concept was Christianized as the guardian angel. Just as for the classical Greeks, they also had the idea of a personal spirit. They called it a daimon, D-A-E-M-O-N. Something of the meaning of daimon, at least, was Christianized in the term conscience. But the thing I really like in all this is the following. On their birthdays, the Romans celebrated their genius. They lit a candle to acknowledge their guardian spirit, while on our birthday we celebrate ourselves. Which suggests to me that there is an ancient tradition of seeing us not as solitary individuals, but as somehow accompanied by another, not a twin, but someone other than us, a caring presence, someone to watch over us, someone to watch over me.